Navigating the complexities of boycotting, impacts on Egypt's economy and society in a world increasingly influenced by consumer activism and political expression, boycotting emerges as a potent tool for societal change. But what are the economic, political, and social dimensions of boycotting? Particularly, how can it influence multinational franchises, local markets, and the broader economic fabric of the country? Understanding boycotting, political and economic contexts at its core, boycotting is an act of abstention, a refusal to engage with products or services of a specific company or country to compel a change in political actions or goals. In the Egyptian context, this form of protest is not just a rejection but a strategic move to exert pressure and signal collective resistance on issues like support for Palestine. Such actions are particularly significant in regions like the Middle East, where countries like Egypt wield substantial purchasing power. The decision to reduce or cease consumption of certain products can lead to notable financial repercussions for the targeted companies, influencing them to reassess or alter their political affiliations or actions. Direct economic impacts and employment considerations. The impact of boycotting on employment is profound, illustrated by the case of McDonald's in Egypt, which provides extensive job opportunities and sources a significant portion of its raw materials locally. The effectiveness of a boycott transcends individual actions, requiring collective, coordinated efforts that ideally involve public and government participation. However, the repercussions on employment are complex, with potential risks of job losses balanced against the possibility of robust workers' rights frameworks mitigating these effects. Franchising system, royalties, and tax implications. Understanding Egypt's franchising system is crucial in assessing the boycott's economic impact. Franchises like McDonald's collect substantial fees from their operations, indicating that a successful boycott could considerably impact their profits and, by extension, the variable fees paid to parent companies abroad. This scenario could lead to reduced tax revenues for the Egyptian government, underlining the interconnectedness of economic activities and the wider implications on government finances. International trade and resource implications. Boycotts carry significant implications for international trade and resource allocation. The initial reaction to a boycott against products may see a surge in imports to meet demand, but the long-term goal often involves shifting to local substitutes. This strategy is vital for Egypt, a country with substantial imports, as it can potentially transform trade dynamics and bolster local industry capabilities. Potential ripple effects and corporate social responsibility. The effects of a boycott extend beyond immediate economic impacts, potentially leading to increased demand for local companies and more local producers entering the market. However, local companies' ability to meet this demand depends on the boycott's duration and effectiveness. Additionally, boycotting major franchises with strong corporate social responsibility, CSR, initiatives can lead to a decrease in such programs, impacting broader societal development. Effects of boycotting on franchises and the local market. The immediate effect of boycotting franchises is a tangible decrease in demand and consumption, leading to higher layoffs and increased pressure on social welfare systems. The impact extends to the franchise's supply chains, especially if they integrate deeply with local industries. Conversely, local markets may experience a surge in demand as consumers turn to local alternatives, although this growth may present challenges, including the potential for diminishing marginal productivity and uncertainties about long-term sustainability. Market dynamics and industry responses to boycotting. The response of local industries to the market gap created by a boycott varies. While some companies have reported significant sale increases, the overall ability of local industries to consistently fill the gap remains uncertain. The market share held by boycotted companies before the boycott is a critical factor, as many were price leaders with substantial market presence. Rapid expansion by local companies, especially if not well-planned, could lead to diminished product quality or service inconsistencies. Navigating economic challenges and government policies. Local businesses in Egypt faced challenges like limited industry linkages, high tariffs, and currency devaluation, making it difficult to add value to their products and reduce dependency on imports. Inflationary pressures and high interest rates pose additional challenges, making expansion financially unfeasible for many local businesses. The government's fiscal policies and the need for a stable economic framework are crucial in supporting business growth and mitigating macroeconomic challenges. Addressing education, skills development, and bureaucracy, a significant barrier to growth is the skill mismatch in the workforce, necessitating investment in education, training, and research and development, R&D. Additionally, Egypt's ranking in ease of doing business highlights the need for reducing bureaucracy and improving the business environment, including enhancing transparency, simplifying tax regulations, and improving access to credit. Socio-cultural implications and franchise companies' responses. The boycott may not significantly alter Western lifestyles, but could foster a greater inclination towards local production and brands, supported by local influencers promoting local alternatives. In response, some franchise companies have attempted to align more closely with local sentiments, distancing themselves from their parent company stances. The effectiveness of boycotting in achieving its intended political objectives is complex and evolving, with varied responses from different stakeholders. While there are positive impacts on local industries and socio-cultural shifts, the potential economic drawbacks, especially in terms of employment and fiscal health, require careful consideration. The long-term success and implications of the boycott will depend on its duration, consistency, and the adaptive responses of both local industries and international franchises. This analysis contributes to a broader understanding and informed discourse on the role and impact of boycotting in Egypt's socioeconomic landscape.